Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jason and I were talking about microphones. Yeah, and USA Prepares in the studio. We're using an Electro Voice microphone, the same style that you'd see Rush Limbaugh using. It's a long microphone with slots cut in it, and it seems to be working okay for us. I've been using it for a long time. I have one of those foam covers over the end of it, and so it'll last longer. So everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares, and at this time I would be introducing Richard Sheban. But you know, I got a call this morning, and Rich sounded like he was in a hurry. And he was slightly out of breath, and he said that there was an emergency that he had. No one's life is in danger, but he had an emergency on the farm, and he had to take care of it. And it looked like it was going to take quite a while. So he asked me if I could handle his show for him. And here I am. So if you'd like to call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. That's the telephone number to reach Jason at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. He'll answer the phone, ask you your name, where you're calling from. Just your first name is all he needs. Where you're calling from and the topic. And so I kind of like to stay on topic. And so I have a whole bunch of tips from the book that I'm going to be talking about today, unless I get some calls and you'd like to talk about something else, but I'd like to stay with preparedness. I really don't want to get into politics, if that's okay with you. We know that that Ukraine is on fire. We know that Vladimir Putin is responsible for unleashing the firebombing in Ukraine, and it's an absolutely awful, terrible, genocidal situation. It's beyond understanding. People are accusing him of war crimes and using vacuum bombs, which are just awful. So there's a lot of fire going on. And what does that mean to those who are not currently in harm's way? Well, it means that the price of everything is going to go up. Tensions are going to go up. And Vladimir Putin's people have said that they have nuclear weapons, and they can just release them all over the world. And there's a guy that did that before. His name was William Tecumseh Sherman. And it was at the end of the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the Civil War in the United States. And he set fire to the South as he went through. He just set fire and burned buildings, farms, houses, pretty much every industry, pretty much anything that he thought was of value, he destroyed it. And there's a little town in rural Virginia, near where our farm was in Virginia. And this little town had railroad tracks. And the railroad tracks were bent. So what happened was, as the Northerners, the Yankees, came through, they set fire to the railroad tracks. And they built a big fire on them so that the railroad track itself would glow red hot. And then the men would grab that railroad track and bend it outward so that a train could not pass over that railroad track anymore. Just one track is all they needed to bend. So if a train were coming to supply the South, it would derail. And then there would be no way of fixing it. And the South didn't have a way of fixing bent railroad tracks. And that was Sherman's scorched earth policy. Sounds like what's happening in Ukraine right now. Sounds like what Abraham Lincoln did to the South. He wanted to keep the Union together by setting the South on fire. Sounds like what's happening in Ukraine right now. Let's rebuild the former Soviet Union by setting Ukraine on fire. It's absolutely nuts. But it's not unprecedented. Adolf Hitler wanted to expand his territory, and he did the same thing. So the thing that's amazing to me is one guy, just one guy, can unleash all kinds of destruction for the little people. Just one guy. Okay, I got a call yesterday from Richard in Texas. Delightful call. He had my number. He'd talked to me over the years. And we were talking about water filtration systems, and we were talking about farming, and he asked me about beef and the kind of beef that we raise here and if we were ever going to sell any. And I said, yeah, we have enormous challenges here at our farm, beyond belief. I'm trying to hold the farm together. I'm trying to keep the farm, believe it or not. And so the current model is not working, where you raise cows and then you take them to market, and then they're sold at auction, and the auctioneer or the auction house or the cattle market gets their cut for selling the cows, and then there's a veterinarian fee, and then there's a state fee, and then there's the cows got to have to be fed overnight. You drop them off the night before the sale. They start selling early in the morning, so there's a feeding charge where they're fed hay, and it's all kinds of fees. And by the time you're done, you don't get very much per pound. You might get, let's say, I don't know, $1.25 net per pound. Is that what you're paying at the store for beef, by the way? You get $1.20. Can you buy a hamburger for $1.25 a pound? I don't think so. You certainly can't buy a porterhouse or a ribeye or a New York cut or a filet mignon or pretty much any a roast. You can't buy anything like that for $1.25 a pound, right? So the farmers, the little guys, always get beat up. So what we've decided here at our farm to do is, I believe we raise world-class beef, Black Angus, grass-fed beef. And they don't get hormones, and they don't get the growth stimulants. They just get the best grass that we can grow. And they get trace minerals, vitamins and minerals and salt, clean water, grass and sunshine. And that's really what they want. That's what they get. So we've decided that we're going to process the beef. There's a USDA inspection location where we can bring the cows live to the slaughterhouse, and actually it's a meat processing or a meat it's a small meat processing plant, large by standards of where you bring a deer for processing, but small compared to the international companies. We're going to bring the cows there, and we will receive packaged frozen beef, and then we can sell it anywhere we want, and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to specialize in world-class, grass-fed, no hormones, gently raised, humanely raised, politely raised cows, and that's the plan. It's not immediate. It takes a while to do that. And, we're going to slowly ramp up. But that is the plan. So someday you may be able to buy beef from our farm. But we haven't sold any yet. We have processed a couple cows that way. And we've given the meat away to people in the area. We said, here, tell us what you think. And they can't believe how good it is. So it's better. It's better than the beef you buy in the store. But, you know, I still think McDonald's has an edge on us. They can take less than perfect meat and make it taste really, really well because of the engineering that they do in the kitchens and in the chemistry lab. So I think they can make theirs taste better. But without adding additives, we'd beat them hands down. You know, if they didn't add the additives. So if it were a fair race, I believe we would win. So that's what we're up to here. And Gwyneth is writing a book. Actually, it's three volumes. Letters to Vincent, as we've mentioned, and these are standalone essays or standalone position papers. And they're between a 2 and 5 minute read for each email that she sends me. The current book we thought was going to be 400 or 500 pages, Letters to Vincent, a 5 minute course per email. So that book, the first book, is going to be coming out soon. Letters to Vincent, and we don't have the subtitle yet, and she's in charge of that. There's responses from me, letters to me, emails to me, and then responses that Gwyneth has gotten from me. So that's what this book is. 3 years worth so far. Now, the fourth year, current year, has not been started yet, but she has. It's all written. It's all written. All she has to do is paginate it, pick the cover, and maybe she'll ask me to write the back cover for it, which I'd be delighted to do. So that's that book. Then Charles in Ohio has written a book, and Gwyneth is editing it, working on it with him. And that's a really neat book. It's a book about engines, machines, efficiency, reduction of pollution, you know, the kinds of things that not everybody in the big oil wants people to know about. That ought to be a fascinating book, and that's in process right now. And then there's the book that I'm writing, and Gwyneth is adding her part to it, which is about the tips, things that I've done and we've done here at the farm, and construction techniques, building techniques, plumbing techniques, automotive techniques, electrical techniques, how to buy a farm, how to raise animals, how to change your oil, you know, roof color, things like that. So those are in the book. And I'm thinking it's in the, like, 3,000 tips neighborhood. And quick reads. So the idea is you can read a paragraph and fully understand the main point, and then you can jump on it yourself. So I'm really busy with a small camera. And I don't want to use a large camera. And I don't want to use a cell phone type camera. I want to use a regular camera to take digital images to add to the book of all these really neat concepts, like how to plug a tire, how to patch a tire, the proper way to change a tire, how to rotate tires. So it's an all-in-one book.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So it looks like just me today. And Rich Sheban is tending to an unexpected event on his farm. Everybody's okay. No one's hurt. I think someone might have been stuck in the ice, you know, with a vehicle. And he is rescuing that person. I think that's what's happened. So Richard in Texas called, and we were talking about some of the challenges we have here at the farm. And he said, the equivalent of it, I'm paraphrasing, said, wow, you're doing a lot. You know, you're taking care of the animals, writing a book, broadcasting. And I mentioned it was, you know, it's pretty tough here at the farm. And I said, you know, but God wouldn't give me that challenge if he didn't think I could do it. And I said that I think it would be impolite of me to not do my best to meet the challenge. It would be impolite. Meaning, and I said to him, it'd be kind of like me saying to God, look, there's other stuff I want to do. I want to watch TV instead. So that's not on the table. I'm going to rise up to the challenge. And so is our whole family. So everybody, it's all oars in the water today and from now on. And, you know, one of the nice things is that I was at death's door, literally, years ago. And y'all didn't know that because I didn't want it to be known. I was 5% alive. And had a terrible, terrible lung condition, coughing up blood, you know, for a couple of years. But it wasn't cancer. It was just this chronic, chronic lung disease, constant pneumonia after pneumonia, and scar tissue. And I followed Dr. Sheila's protocols, and I'm like way better. Probably, I'm thinking 85%. There was a time when I couldn't even get behind the microphone and get a whole sentence out without coughing and hitting the mute button so you all wouldn't have to hear it. But I'm fine. So, and I'm getting better every day. So it's 85% today. Maybe it's 90. And I'm 70 years old. And I am up for the challenge to do what a 35-year-old or a 30-year-old or a 25-year-old might do. That's where I am right now. So we're starting the beef business in a different way, writing this book. And you know, I don't want to write a cheesy book. I want it to be the best in preparedness in the world. And nothing else will do for me. And that's why it's taking me so long. I won't settle for anything less than a completely different book with pictures from that I've taken. You know, I'm saying that, you know, a lot of these preparedness books are a collection of ideas and opinions and thoughts from other people. Well, these aren't. These are the way we do things, the way we've learned, firsthand experience. And I can address all the issues that, you know, that are discussed in this book because I've done them all. And so is Gwyneth. So she's doing her part and I'm doing my part, and she is, you know, polishing it, if you will. So when Richard in Texas called and asked me if that was a huge undertaking, I said that it would be impolite for me to tell God that I'm not going to do it. So you might want to take a page out of that book, class. Things are really tough for a lot of people. They really are. And they're getting worse. And I don't see them getting much better anytime soon. So you might want to take a page out of that book and just say, you know what? I'm up for the challenge. I can do it. So a couple minutes ago, during the break, I was in the kitchen and I topped off the coffee in my mug. And I was thinking, one of the tips in the book is about cleaning the filter in the range hood. How often does that get done? I'll bet you it doesn't get done very often. So it's really easy to do, and I'm going to tell you how I do it. And that's in the book, too, when we come back. It's really simple, and you ought to do it every couple of weeks. We'll be right back. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call, 866-582-9933.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A miles-long Russian armored convoy nearing Kyiv on Tuesday, as well as heavy shelling of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, has brought death and destruction to civilians and soldiers on both sides of the conflict. Peace talks on Monday were fruitless. Ned Price from the State Department lectern.
As the people of Ukraine continue to fight with courage and pride, for their country, we will continue to provide them the assistance that they need.
A $350 million defense package was approved over the weekend for Ukrainian resistance fighters. More than a half million Ukrainian refugees have arrived in neighboring countries since Russia attacked. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee early on Tuesday called for a complete ban on international sport participation for Russian and Belarusian athletes and officials over the invasion of Ukraine. President Biden will give his State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight as lawmakers once again raise fencing around the Capitol. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
President Trump wants President Biden to succeed. So says son Don Jr. on Newsmax.
He's an American. He didn't get into politics because he needed to be a politician. That's what all the politicians do. They have nowhere else to go. They have no other skill set. So they're politicians. He got into that game after a storied residential development career, after numerous successes on television and pretty much everything that he ever did, because he saw the disasters that were going on and the decisions that were being made by career politicians. That's why he got in the game. He wants America to succeed. He's an American first and foremost. So, you know, I don't know that it's a change in tone. It may not be typical of him to say, but that's the reality. That's why he got into this, to fight for the hardworking men and women of America who are watching their American dream, their livelihoods, and everything else be decimated on a global scale in a short period of time. I mean, I don't think anyone looked at Joe Biden and said, well, this guy's really going to be great. He's done such a wonderful job in Washington, D.C. for the last 50 years. That doesn't mean you don't want him to still be successful, because we live in this country. My father's kids and his grandchildren, they live in this country. They're Americans first and foremost. We want them to succeed. It's not going to happen under Joe Biden, unfortunately, but no one would like it more than him.
Biden's State of the Union address will be tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about rice. And we talked about soaking it in water overnight. Captain John Reagan recommended that many years ago to remove the arsenic. So water is the universal solvent. And if you're going to cook rice on Monday, maybe Sunday night, the night before, soak the rice in some water, clean, fresh water, and the arsenic will be pulled out of the rice by the universal solvent, which is the water. Then pour off the water, rinse the rice a couple more times, and then cook the rice. And you'll use less energy to cook the rice because it will have already begun the hydration process. So as far as the kitchen stove top air filter, for the vent or the range hood. What I do is they're removable. They usually just slide right out. They're a aluminum type mesh screen, and I wet it with warm water. I pour on some liquid dishwashing detergent, like Dawn, that kind of detergent, or Palmolive, and I use one of those scrub brushes. And I scrub the surface, and if it has some oil on it or grease, I scrub that off and do both sides, rinse it with warm water, get the detergent off it, and put it in the dishwasher where it's going to get splashed by the hot, soapy, or detergent dishwashing water. Do that every couple of weeks. And it works great because if it's clogged with grease or oil, then it won't flow as much air. And you don't want that. So it'll last a really long time if you do that. So that's what I do. Next thing, cordless phones. If you have a cordless phone, one of those AT&T type cordless phone or VTech cordless phone, they have batteries in them, and they're replaceable. And what happens is there's a pretty much a finite life of charge and discharge cycles. So every time you pick up the phone, you start talking on it, you're discharging it. And when you put it back in the cradle, it starts charging. So that's a charge cycle right there. You pick up the phone, use it for a few minutes, put it back, it starts charging again. That's another charge cycle. They last about a year. And you can buy them in a multi-pack on eBay. And for example, they have, make sure you get the right connector. So look up the model number of the phone. And that is usually on the base station part of the phone. They'll tell you what the model number is. Or you can look up or just open up the compartment and look at the battery, and it'll tell you how many volts it is. It'll tell you the type of the battery, the model number of the battery, and how many milliamps of capacity the battery has. So you might want to get one that has, as you shop on eBay, you'll find out that they have different capacities. It might say 300 milliamp hours, mAh. It might say 275. It might have 400. So I would suggest that you consider the one that has the maximum capacity for the model of that battery. And make sure, because you could get a real big one, but it won't fit in there. It won't fit in the phone. So you need the right model and the right voltage and the right connector, and you can probably buy several of them at a lower price each than if you buy just one. And frankly, you're going to need them because they're going to wear out. And where do you keep them? You keep them cool and dry, without a lot of moisture, and they'll have a pretty good shelf life, years. Okay, so that's cordless phones. Okay, back in the 1960s, these are just some tips from the book. Back in the 1960s, my parents built a house, and it had copper plumbing. It had a basement, a full basement. And the basement wasn't, part of it was finished, meaning it had sheetrock, and the other part wasn't finished. That was the utility section. And the basement was nice and warm. It had an oil burner. And the heating system was great. Basement was warm. The whole house was warm. But I thought, why are we heating the basement? No one's down there. There's a washer and dryer down there, but no one really spent a lot of time in the basement. So I insulated the pipes. I bought some of that foam pipe insulation, and it has a slit long ways, so you can just push it right over copper pipes, galvanized pipes, etc., even plastic pipe. And what happened was the basement got pretty chilly. And what does that mean? Well, it means that we were heating the basement that we didn't need to heat. So the basement got chilly, and we saved fuel oil. And it worked great. So you can do that too. Let's see. Charles in Ohio, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. I hope you're well in class.
Yeah.
I just had a comment. Something I thought that I maybe be interested in. I've been a typical American. I've watched way too much television during my life, and really I wanted to bring this up yesterday, but you had other callers because I wanted the doctor's comment on it. When I, from years of watching television, I got when I went into the service, I seen every week Captain Kirk would catch Romulan and fever, and by the end of the hour, Dr. McCoy would have an antidote for him, and all's well. Well, when I went into service, we had NBC class, and they talked about nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. And as usual, the government has a solution for it. They have a injectable. You jam it into your thigh, and you can go on fighting till you drop it. But the injectable has life-altering side effects that could last you the rest of your life. So, I mean, it just, to me, it wasn't the best option. But also, they every week they depict somebody on TV going into the ER, and they'll put the paddles to them, and they'll resuscitate them. And I guess the actual figures on the recovery rate of people who go through that procedure and the success of it are pretty dismal if you look at the facts. But by looking at television, you'd assume they save lives all day, which, I mean, you know, they do. And looking at medicine, that's it's amazing, but it's also frightening. You know, I mean, if you don't have the facts, the impression you might get from a little too much television are not good.
So, yeah, if you watch it on television, they hook up the paddles, and whoever is going to release that high voltage charge says, okay, charging at 100. And everybody jumps back. They've got their hands up like they're surrendering, like, you know, I'm not touching them. And then they push the button, bang, he gets the full shock of 100, and they go, 200, let's do it, 200. They give him, and then 300. Again, okay, let's call it. And that's how it goes, right? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they call it. Sometimes they're heroes, and they save the person. But it's got to do some permanent damage to the body. It has to. It's like lightning. It's like lightning in a box.
Very much. Like I say, they've got figures on it, it's not good. I mean, it depends on who the character is getting the shock too. I've seen several shows. And the hero usually, occasionally they'll do it to a hero, and especially if you're watching science fiction, and they bring them through it, and they jump up and go out and start fighting and shooting again. But that wouldn't be backed up by the average fact. You know, also,
you know, the body. One second, Charles. You know, the body does conduct electricity class, and back in the 1960s, I built a lie detector for a science fair project, and what I did was really simple. You could take an analog ohmmeter, and you can measure the resistance across the body. So, for example, if you put an electrode on the tip of the index finger on the left hand, an electrode on the tip of the finger on the right hand, and you use some kind of an electrolyte between the electrode, you know, a conductive electrolyte between the electrode and the tip of the finger, you can literally measure the resistance if you amplify it. So I built a tube amplifier to amplify that resistance. And I was able to measure the body's reaction as a lie detector. You know, do you live on 123 Easy Street? Okay, is your name Susan? Yeah. Okay, and did you kill that person with a knife? And you can see the reaction as the resistance of the body across the chest. So it goes from the tip of the finger through the arm, through the shoulders, across the chest, to the other shoulder, to the arm, to the tip of the finger. And the body does conduct electricity. I proved that for myself. I mean, it was well known before that, but I proved that for myself by building a lie detector. And you can literally measure the conductivity of the body. And that's what lie detectors do. They measure your reaction to these questions. That's why they ask you the easy questions. You know, let's get, you know, your name and your address. And, you know, are you wearing, you know, blue sneakers, that kind of thing. And then they ask you the questions that startle you. And when you're startled, your body electrolytes change into the fight or flight scenario. Go to the fight, and it's measurable. Back to you, Charles.
Yeah, galvanic skin response, I believe it is.
And, that's correct. By the way, is that in your book?
No. Like I say, we're going to try and slog through this. It's hard for me to type, use a keyboard. I mean, you know, I'm a one-finger typer, and I can get sentences out is time-consuming.
Yeah, I was talking with Gwyneth about your book yesterday, and we were on the phone together. And we were talking about the books and the progression, and I need to talk to you about some other things. And I think we can, believe it or not, I think we can tie all of our books together, because we've got your book, her book, my book, Rich's book, Captain John's book, Dr. Sheila, if he wants to get involved in. And pretty soon you've got a curriculum, right?
Very good.
I just gave the class just a sneak preview of what we're working on. I think it is the coolest thing, and I'm excited and recharged. This is a really meaningful thing that we're undertaking. It's huge. It really is, and I'll share more of it with you privately until we announce it, and we'll let the class know. But I want to see who's on board. So, Charles, please stay with me if you don't mind. We're going into a break. It's
sure.
Just you and me so far today. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Charles is with us in there talking about television. Class, if you think about why so many things are going wrong and why children today don't understand how to do things, well, they watch the media. They play video games. They're addicted to the blue screen and the little tiny screen. And it seems like it's a pacifier. Pacifier for adults. It's a pacifier for children. And it used to be that in the 1950s, there was a television series called Superman. And truth, justice, and the American way. So what would happen is the bad guys would lose, the good guys would win. And, you know, it kind of taught some morals and values. The churches taught that you weren't supposed to rob, steal, pillage, you know, plunder, shoplift, beat up people. And we've gotten away from that to where we're watching these sickos in Hollywood act on the screen where they beat people up and the bad guys sometimes win. There's all kinds of violence. And if you listen to a television playing in another room, like you're not in that room, so all you get is the audio. There's screaming, there's murder, there's mayhem, there's explosions, and people are being conditioned to think this is normal. So now you look at the streets of New York City or any city, there's smash and grab, right? There's people being pushed on the subway, right in front of a subway, on the subway tracks. You know, they're standing waiting for the subway to come by, and they get pushed, and they get run over, or they get pushed down the stairs, or they get bludgeoned with a hammer, or they're walking down the street, a senior citizen, and some thug just sucker punches them, knocks them out, and kills them. I mean, this is nuts. So we've gotten away from good core values, honesty, integrity, the golden rule, the Ten Commandments. We've gotten away from all of that, and we've replaced it with these sickos in Hollywood, like Weinsteinstein, and then Epsteinstein, and pedophiles in the highest places. I'm talking people in government, I'm talking people in royalty, I'm talking people in the finance industry, I'm talking about the police. It's amazing. The people that we used to think were good, honorable, honest people are now at the forefront of perversion. There's no heroes. It used to be that there were good guys and bad guys, and we'd look up to the good guys. And we'd look down on the bad guys. Now, name one hero. Just name one person in the public limelight that you respect. Would that be Kim Kardashian? Kanye West? There's nobody. There's nobody to respect. They're all sellouts. They all have chinks in their armor. The guys, the husbands are violent. They have awful tempers. They beat up on women. They do all the things that we were told in the 1950s and the 1960s. You don't do that. You don't hit a girl in the stomach. You don't do that. You're polite to people. Not anymore. Charles?
Yeah, you've been upbringing and observations for older television are very much like mine, and I even noticed as a lot of the programs went from clear-cut heroes and where there'd be a happy solution at the end to at times I was surprised, like in the 70s when a lot of the movies went to more ambiguous endings. But I wanted to comment on the preparedness. I'm in an urban area, and I would like to get out to a more rural area, but I have so much support here in this area and family spread out that are tied to places of employment and stuff that I'm kind of stuck here. But one way I have prepared is, and everybody can't do it, but is by my alternative diet and stuff, fasting. And I eat mostly raw food, and it saves me on preparation time. And, you know, I'm like you. I'm worried about if this keeps going in the direction it is, having to assemble a solar oven and different stuff. But one thing you mentioned yesterday, I eat my oats, and I kind of lean away from oats now, but at one time I ate quite a bit, but I just soak them overnight and we'll eat them raw, and they come out fine. And the beans, like I say, soak them, sprout them, soak them, rinse them, and soak them for 8 hours, and then we got the break coming up. I can finish afterwards.
Yeah, we we do have a break. Top of the hour news and commercial announcements. You know, there was a guy that came to our expo. His name was Bill Whaley, and he took a cardboard box. He lined it with aluminum foil, shiniest side out, and he put a piece of glass on it, put a block of wood under it, aimed it at the sun, and was able to cook in a cardboard box lined with aluminum foil, solar oven. On the cheap. So at that time, aluminum foil was probably $1 a roll. Maybe it's $3 a roll now. We'll be right back. Oh, and it's in the...
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.